Brand new Luke Bryan. It's called Waves, and it's on 93.7 The Dude. Good Wednesday morning, 8:33. It is the Port City Morning Show. I'm Linda Wild, and you know, one of the best parts of my job is that I get to meet and know the people behind the businesses and the events that we have going on in the Cape Fear region. We get a chance to bring them closer to you with our Local Voices interview, and this morning, oh, it's a good one. I would like to welcome Alex Monroe, owner of Cape Fear Winery, into the studio this morning, and good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
I am so, so glad that you're in here because, you know, I had heard a commercial running for you, and I was like, Cape Fear Winery? I'm like, where? Where is that? And then I started looking you up, and oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're about, I drove from the winery this morning. It's about 1 hour, 50 minutes from the bridge. We're halfway between Wilmington and Fayetteville, so we're right in the middle of Cape Fear country. So straight in Elizabethtown, about 1 mile off the river.
It's not far at all.
No, not at all.
So CapeFearWinery.com is your website. I know you're right there in Elizabethtown. Now tell me all about Cape Fear Winery. What is it that you do?
You know, I used to travel around the world a lot with my past jobs, and I'd go to wineries all over the place. And at Cape Fear Winery, I guess what we have the advantage of having a bunch of land, so we could do a lot of cool things with our winery that you might not see in Sonoma and Napa Valley and stuff because land out there is just so expensive. But we really focus on art and nature. It's like a daycation if you want to get away. We've got beautiful llamas and horses and swans and peacocks and donkeys and that type thing. And I've got 200 rose bushes, 200 camellia bushes and stuff. So the property itself is just overwhelmingly beautiful. We have a beautiful cottages that overlook a little lake that's right on the winery property. We have a great restaurant that features dishes that are made from our wines and our spirits that we make on site too. And we do a lot of events, weddings, and stuff like that.
See, you had me at llama, and then you add spirits, and it's like, I'm there. I'm sold.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of everything. It's kind of crazy. In my average day, this morning I was feeding ducks. We have some little ducklings that are hatching, and some of them were having a hard time getting out of the egg. So we had to go over literally and break the egg apart and get the little ducks up and waking up.
Oh, my gosh.
And put them under a heat lamp and everything, you know. So something going on crazy. And then when I get back, I've got to, you know, make bourbon.
Right.
So, you know, it's a full day, you know.
Baby ducks.
I got the best job in the world, though, you know.
Oh gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How long have you had the winery?
I started it in 2014, and so it took about. I started earlier than that, but 2014 is when we officially opened, and it's taken a long time to, age our bourbon and our whiskeys and stuff like that, and get the property. To the point where it is now. We've got 14 rooms. We're building five more rooms now, so to come up and stay, you know, in the cottages on site. The restaurant is doing really well. People like it because, you know, like our steaks, for instance, we have a bourbon seared ribeye.
Hey.
You can't go anywhere else and have that type of thing. So everything is kind of, you know, I jokingly say it's an alcoholics resort. We got everything on the property, you know, that you can come up there and stay and do wine tastings, bourbon tastings, whiskey tastings and stuff, and stay in your cottage, have dinner, and, you know, wake up the next morning and go home.
And so, play with the ducks before you go.
Play with the ducks, yeah. It's wild.
Okay. Now, how did you come about this particular piece of property? Because it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I fell in love with the property. I had a plastics company based here in Wilmington for many, many years, and I kind of outgrew my space here, and I was recruited by the Bladen County Economic Commission to Development Commission to move my manufacturing facility to Elizabethtown. And I had a dog at the time. He was an Irish setter named Dan. And I lived downtown Wilmington on the water here, and Dan was a city dog, and Irish setters have a lot of, you know, energy, but we did well in city life, but when he had developed a heart condition.
Oh.
Yeah, so they gave him like 6 months to live, and I said, daggone. So this simultaneously happened with, you know, me moving my manufacturing company to Elizabethtown, so when I got out there and got settled in, I started, you know, Dan had the country life then. He was in the middle of a, you know, rural area, and he could run. And there was a little lake across the street from where my manufacturing facility was, and I'd take Dan down there every day, and we'd run and play in the water, and it had some beautiful grapevines on it, and after about a month or two, I noticed that nothing was really going on the property, and I asked my friend who had recruited my plastics company to Elizabethtown. I said, "What's going on with this piece of property?" He said, "Man, we're foreclosing on it tomorrow."
What?
Yeah. So I said, by that afternoon, I had a contract on it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I said, "Well, what does this area need?" You know, I knew it was going to, I just fell in love with the property. I said, "So what can I do with the property?" So he said, "Yeah, we need a really good restaurant here in town. We need an events facility for people to, come explore and do weddings and stuff. And we need lodging." Elizabethtown is kind of in the middle of, we're about an hour from Wilmington, an hour from Fayetteville, an hour from Myrtle Beach, a couple hours from Raleigh. But we also pull from the smaller towns like Whiteville, Bladenboro, Lumberton, that otherwise people would have to drive all the way to Wilmington or somewhere to, go to a nice restaurant and say, "Well, we'll do one right here," And I'd started collecting art when I was a little kid. So I've got some really, really cool pieces from, original pieces, but from, Michael Jackson. And,
what?
Yeah, Sir Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr, and Jimi Hendrix, and Grace Slick. Matter of fact, Bernie Taupin from, Elton John.
Right.
His co-writer is doing his East Coast premiere of his artwork on the property starting today. We were in there hanging it last night, drinking wine and everything. Of course,
we
had a good time. Yeah, so he's got some really beautiful pieces there that he's celebrating his 50-year anniversary with Elton. They've been together 50 years. So each piece is a limited edition of 50 pieces. We're doing the premiere starting today.
That's amazing. Yeah. Amazing how something from you trying to give Dan his best life right at the end to this incredible venture.
It was meant to be. I can't say it any other way. It was crazy. It's the most serendipitous thing I've ever been involved with in my life, but it's been a real blessing. And I feel like I am the steward of the property. It's up to me to kind of, take care of it while in my lifetime until until the next generation comes and gets it,
So. You're just incredible. You're incredible. I appreciate it. I know you've got a lot that is going on. There's still some things I want to talk about, especially some of the events that you have coming up.
Yeah.
You okay to hang out for a few more minutes?
Yes, ma'am. You want a glass of wine?
I would love that. Okay. Bring up that bourbon.
Okay.
We are talking to Alex Monroe, owner of Cape Fear Winery. Hang tight. We're going to be back with him in a minute. Joe Nichols on 93.7 The Dude. 7:53 Wednesday morning, I'm Linda Wild, and you are going to want to keep that artist, that song, in the back of your brain, because we are talking to Alex Monroe, owner of Cape Fear Winery. Thank you for hanging out. I know that you have got a lot of things to do. You've got ducks, you've got bourbon going on, but you have got this amazing property in Elizabethtown, the Cape Fear Winery. I know you've got a lot going on there, but what would you say is a misconception about the winery?
That we're in the middle of nowhere, or that we're far away. So when I was building the property, I was living downtown Wilmington, and we're literally 50 minutes from the bridge. So, a lot of times it'll take you 50 minutes to go from one side of Wilmington to the other, So we're accessible, but we're just far enough away that you feel like you've gone somewhere, great daycation getaway.
And, it's interesting because you had mentioned it earlier about, Napa Valley and Sonoma. And truly, when I think of wineries, that's what I think of. And
yes.
To find out that we have that kind of amazing property, that amazing facility here, very close, is pretty incredible.
When you go into Sonoma, one of the first wineries on your right is Klein Winery. And actually, so we're doing the Bernie Taupin East Coast premiere of his artwork at the winery this week. And they're from Santa Rosa, California. And her husband, Bernie's manager's husband, was the winemaker for Klein Yeah, for 30 years. And so he was in the winery last night and said, man, I'm from Sonoma and I've never really seen anything like this, you know. So it was just so cool to see his perspective of it, you know. Of course, there's some beautiful, beautiful, you know, outrageously beautiful properties in Sonoma and Napa in that. But for what we have here, we're right in the bullseye as far as, you know, the beauty and what we have to offer. And here's a guy that's been there for 30 years and saying, man, this is just as cool as anything we have in Sonoma.
Yeah, that's a gold star right there.
Yeah, I was like, that's cool. Thanks, man. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway.
That's incredible. Now, you have your own wines. You've got spirits.
We do. We have 9 wines. Some of our, you know, of course, in the southeastern region of the United States are muscadines. And that's what grows naturally. That would be what we would call our estate wines. We have a red and a white. They're real sweet, and we don't Kool-Aid them up, though, because we serve them in the restaurant to pair with our – they go great with fish and barbecue and stuff like that. But we also bring in grapes from the Yadkin Valley and different parts of North Carolina. So we've got a great Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Gris, and that type thing. And they're all done in the spirit of North Carolina. Like, we've got the Tiger Swallowtail is our blend of white, which is the North Carolina state butterfly. Cardinal is our red wine, which is the state bird and stuff like that. So we're trying to stay in tune with North Carolina.
I love that. And yeah. I will say muscadine wine mentioned in many a country song. I will say that.
It's good. I was, matter of fact, I was just kind of hanging out at the winery a few weeks ago on a Saturday, and I'd been out working in the, you know, our koi pond there. And I sat down, and the waitress, I said, well, bring me a bottle of muscadine. Daggone, if about 20, 30 minutes didn't go by, I'd polish that whole thing off, you know. I was like, golly, and it just goes down so good. And people act like they don't like it, or they might think, well, it's like, you know, too blue collar or something like that. But, man, it is good stuff.
Oh, and, goodness.
Yeah, and we sell a lot of it, especially with our – but so, anyway, I was kind of surprised at that. But, anyway, it does pair well with, you know, a lot of different foods. So, anyway. And then, of course, being in the Cape Fear region, we have Cape Fear Distillery on site, and we make 5 different types of spirits. We have a Cape Fear Maritime Gin, Cape Fear – rum, which got a picture of old Baldy on the front.
I see that.
Yeah. We have Frying Pan Shoals Bourbon, which we've aged for 3 years now. And then we have a Solera Whiskey, which is we started making in 2015. It's done through a cascading process of bottling. And so that's a really, really upper-end spirit. And we just released Game Fish Vodka. So Steve Goyone is a local... He's from Wilmington, but he's in the Big Rock right now. He does all the Big Rock tournament. You know, he's a maritime or a marine wildlife artist. Mm-hmm. And so he's known all over the world. He does a lot of, you know, Hawaii, Cabo San Lucas, you know, Bermuda, all these major, major billfish tournaments feature Steve's work. And I called him up one day. He was in Wilmington. I said, hey, man, I'm doing a new vodka called Game Fish. Would you like to do the... will you please do the artwork for me, you know? And he agreed to it, and we actually started what we call the Cape Fear Distillery Conservation Foundation, where a portion of the proceeds of the vodka go back towards, you know, conservation for, you know, coastal communities.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I love the fact that you're using all of our local names in these. Yeah. I mean, you're literally keeping it local.
Yeah, it is, and the Cape Fear region is, you know, particularly with the movies, Cape Fear and everything, yep. But it's really known across the country. And, matter of fact, the guy, Bernie Taupin's, you know, manager came in last night and said, I've heard of Cape Fear all of my life, and are you going to kill me or something? You know, whenever are the people here really that crazy? I said, no, man, it's all good. So we just have fun with it, you know. But the Cape Fear region is known all over the country, in part because of the movie. And, of course, you know, since Blackbeard, you know, the Cape Fear region has been you know, synonymous with the coast and lore and tradition, coastal tradition and stuff like that. So we branded all of our spirits in honor of this region.
Because we are proud of it.
We are.
We are proud of it. I love it. So you have a lot of things going on with the winery and the distillery, but you do weddings and corporate events?
Weddings. We're beautiful weddings. You can get married literally on the lake about 20 yards from where you have your reception inside. We have bridal cottages that have beautiful big mirrors, so you can get, you know, you can get dressed in front of the big mirror. We've got lots of, when I was building, I said, what are brides going to need? We need a lot of outlets for hair dryers, yes, and curlers and stuff like that. So we really did go overboard to make sure that our accommodations were suitable for brides. And so we do a lot of great weddings. People come, you know, we're central along the coast.
Right.
So people come from Florida, from, you know, Iowa, some people came in the other day, because their family is spread out, and
yep,
it's kind of a convenient place for them all to meet. Plus, they've got cottages there that they can stay in. We do a lot of corporate events,
mm-hmm,
family reunions, quinceañeras. We're in the party business. You know, what can I say? You know?
It's a good business to be in.
My mama used to say, there's no tea like a party. So I'm full-time party. I'm doing that now. In fact, I got a little magazine the other day. It says, for the alcoholic beverage professional. I said, okay, I kind of like the way that sounds, you know.
You need to put that on your card, business card.
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic beverage professional. So.
I love it. I highly encourage everyone listening to go to capefearwinery.com and check out this amazing property. Everything that you can get with these cottages and the restaurants and the events that you have coming up. We had mentioned it earlier. You had talked about the art event that you've got coming up with Bernie Taupin, but there is another big show that's coming. I'm excited because I love this guy. Tell me who it's going to be.
Joe Nichols is coming, yeah, in a few weeks. And such a super cool guy, too. You know, they sent, before they come, they, you know, their manager sends a list of what they're required, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he wanted 2 rounds of golf. So I'm going to play golf with Joe Nichols coming up in a few weeks, and that's going to be fun. We've got Uncle Cracker coming on July the 9th.
Wow.
Yeah. And July 23rd, this is really cool. Henry Diltz, henrydiltz.com, D-I-L-T-Z, he was the official Woodstock photographer. And he's done over 200 album covers for Jackson Brown, Crosby, Stills and Nash, The Doors, James Taylor, the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, super rock and roll legend. But he's the guy behind the camera. So, like, if you see a picture of, Keith Richards with a certain kind of cigarette in his hand,
uh-huh,
well, it was Henry passed it to him. And then so that's where it came from. And then Henry took a picture. You know, so he's going to tell the behind-the-scenes stories of some of his most iconic photographs, and he's coming to do a dinner presentation on July the 23rd at the winery. So that's going to be awesome. You come and listen to Henry, and he's got some of his pieces he'll bring in that he'll sign and sell to you. He's got some limited editions. Of course, I have them. And I'll have them at my gift shop at the winery, too.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I can't believe that I went from one day not knowing of you before to wanting to basically live there now all the time.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the ducks, the llamas, the bourbon, the art.
Yeah, well, it's fun. I love it. My job is to tell people, say, you know, here we are, guys. Please come out and come check us out. It'll be worth your time and trip. So.
Absolutely. And you brought me a pair of tickets to go see Joe Nichols.
I sure did.
And we're going to give those away right now?
I think so.
Okay. Pick a color. You tell me what color you want to win.
In honor of my ducks that were born last night, let's go with white.
I need a number.
Oh, a number.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said color. A number. Well, I had 14 ducks, so let's go 14.
Color number 14 right now, 815-2663. If I don't answer right away, don't hang up. I will get to you, 815-2663, to score a pair of tickets to see Joe Nichols at the Cape Fear Winery. Alex, I cannot thank you enough for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you to your listeners. Please come see us. It's my pleasure, and hope to see you there. I really think you'll appreciate what we've done for the Cape Fear region.
I can't wait, and you are amazing to hang out with. I want to come and see you and everything you've got going on. Thank you again for coming in this morning.
You're very welcome.
And make sure you check them out online at capefearwinery.com.